Creator of the universe will inhabit the flesh of humanity and enter Jerusalem riding a donkey. Certainly, an upside-down kingdom. And in the reading from Philippians, Paul includes a popular hymn that was sung by the early Christian church. And it may be a very familiar passage to you. And because of that, I'm going to read it to you from Eugene Peterson's The Message. And he writes it, translates it this way. Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and he took on the status of a slave. He became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life. And then he died a selfless, obedient death. The worst kind of death. Crucifixion. And because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the Lord of all, to the glorious honor of God the Parent. In this hymn, we have another example of this upside-down kingdom that Jesus ushered in when he gave up the rights and the privileges and all that came with being God, and he took on the form of humanity. The hymn from Philippians also reminds us of what's going to be happening over the course of the next week. An even greater reminder of the upside-down kingdom, when the Creator of the universe not only comes and takes on the flesh of humanity, but humbles himself to the point of death. We have an advantage over the folks in that crowd that day because we know what the week brings. We know the sadness that will come, but we also know that death is not the end of the story. We know that there is something more. But even though we know how the story ends, let's never assume that we fully understand the person of Jesus Christ, that we fully know who God is or what God is up to in the world. Each and every day that you get up, may you lay down your coat on the ground as a sign of submission and openness, to be open to whatever the day holds in order to be surprised by God. What ideas do we have about Jesus and who Jesus is that we might need to lay down? That day in Jerusalem, that triumphal entry was a moment of joy. We want a parade, but we know where the parade leads. And by the end of the week, the journey is to Golgotha, to the cross. Jesus knew that as he entered Jerusalem, he was facing his crucifixion. And Palm Sunday sets the stage for Holy Week. For the past 6 weeks, we've gone through Lent. Lent is a season of turning around and reorienting our lives toward God. It's a time for us as individuals and as a community to study and to pray and to really look at our lives and ask ourselves the difficult questions of whether we're ready and willing to follow Jesus, not just for today in the joyous procession, but are we willing to follow Jesus all the way to the cross. Everything Jesus has said and done leads to the cross. Jesus suffers so that when we are suffering, we know God understands and God cares for us. Jesus is utterly alone by the end of the story, so that when we feel alone, we know that God understands and is with us. And Jesus cries out in despair so that when we become convinced that the whole world is against us and we're ready to give up, we know that God understands and holds on to us. Jesus dies so that we know that God understands death and the fear of death, and reminds us that death does not have the last word. So this week, as we stumble toward Jerusalem, we can rely on God's grace to carry us every step of the way. On this Palm Sunday, in this moment, we can make a way for Jesus. We can throw our coats on the ground, and we can sing our songs of praise, and we can trust the unknown future to the God who works good in every circumstance and in every holy week of our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.